Hello, friends, and welcome to the Everyday Truth Podcast with Kurt Skelly. Our purpose is to show that the Bible, it's relevant to your life every day. And we're glad you joined us for the conversation as we explore the Gospel of Luke and discover the facts behind our faith. Now, let's hear what Kurt has to say.
And welcome back, my friends, to another episode of Everyday Truth in the book of Luke. Joined again today with Josh Venable, and I wish you could see our studio. I'm sitting in this stool that like literally is like on stilts. So I'm like, if I fall, I'm going to die. And then Josh is sitting in this like regular chair low to the ground. So I'm like looking down, which is generally the way I always look at Josh.
I was going to say, I mean, I feel like the lowly servant the king sitting on his throne.
I'm sitting on my throne. So anyway, appreciate you guys listening. It means a lot. And I am so just so encouraged by your faithfulness to this podcast. Thanks for your flexibility, by the way. Last week, I know we had trouble getting one or two uploaded. I was in a place where internet was spotty, and I appreciate your help with that. If you ever have a situation where the podcast is not uploading, I'm just grateful for the several of you that put it upon yourself to email me or contact me or DM me or whatever to let me know, because sometimes it appears on our end that's uploaded and then there's some kind of technical glitch. So thanks for your help. Appreciate that. We are in Luke 22, verse 54. Jesus has just been arrested in the Garden of Gethsemane. They took him, then took they him and led him and brought him into the high priest's house, and Peter followed afar off. We've all heard messages about following afar off. And when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the hall and were set down together, Peter sat down among them. But a certain maid beheld him as he sat by the fire and earnestly looked upon him and said, "This man was also with him." And he denied. He denied him, saying, "Woman, I know him not." And after a little while, another saw him and said, "Thou art also of them." And Peter said, "Man, I am not." And about the space of 1 hour after, another confidently affirmed, saying, "Of a truth, this fellow also was with him, for he is a Galilean." And Peter said, "Man, I know not what thou sayest." And immediately, while he yet spake, the cock crew. And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said unto him, "Before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice." And Peter went out and wept bitterly. Wow, a lot we could say. Man, there's just so much in this passage. I'm sure that you, my friends, have heard messages and have contemplated the sober truth of this passage over and over again. What leaps out at you, Josh? It's a familiar passage, but reading it again, what just kind of leaps out at you?
Yeah, I think there's a couple things that leap out at me. The first is, as you mentioned, you know, the words there, afar off. Here Peter is, and I can just imagine, you know, what's taken place is they've arrested Jesus in the garden. They begin to walk him over to the place where he's going to go through this first trial of the night.
Probably about a mile walk.
Yeah.
Down the Kidron, back up the other side.
Right.
So it would have taken some time.
Yeah. And now here Peter is kind of far back, you know, and this is, there's two things that really leap off the page to me. You know, here he is afar off. And so that's the beginning of his sin. That's the beginning of his denial of knowing Christ. And so first he's afar off. And then the second thing is this in verse number, where are we at? Verse number 55, they had the fire in the midst of the hall and they were sat down together and Peter sat down among them. And so it's this transition from Jesus, "I'm with you 100% all the time. I'm going to cut off the soldier's ear to protect you," to now I'm going to stand afar off because I'm afraid of what other people are going to say or think about me, to now here I am sitting right among them. And you know, so often that's the pattern that happens in our life. It's Jesus, I'm right there. I'm going to be with you. I've made this decision. You know, I want to serve you with my whole heart. And then we find ourselves standing afar off, not wanting to serve him because we don't know what people are going to say about us. But then we find ourselves right smack dab in the middle of sin, right smack dab in the middle of rejecting Jesus.
Yeah, the Bible says in Matthew 26:56 that all of the disciples forsook him and fled. Mm-hmm. So they scattered. Peter followed. So he followed afar off, but he followed. So you see kind of this halfway. He has enough resolve to want to know what's going to happen, but not enough resolve to identify with right. the one to whom it's happening. So there's a private affection that is retained, but without a public declaration. And I wonder if that describes you, my friend, because I think that that's very descriptive of modern Christianity, where we make private affirmations. It's one thing when all the other people in the room love Jesus. It's one thing when everybody else is somebody you know to say, I'm going to stand for him. I'm never, you know, we make those affirmations in front of each other. But boy, when push comes to shove and I'm the only one and I'm being challenged for my identification with somebody that's not looking good in the public eye, that's a different story altogether. So I think those are good introductory thoughts that he followed afar off. Eventually, the Bible says they came to the house of the high priest. Understand back in Bible days that the high priest was, he was a Sadducee. He was the leader of the Sanhedrin Council. They weren't known to be very religious people. There was a lot of pomp and circumstance to their religiosity, but they were politicians. They were, Annas was the reigning high priest emeritus. He wasn't acting high priest, but he called the show. He called the shots. Matter of fact, all of the temple trade that Jesus had upset a couple times in his ministry, turning over the tables and the money changers and all of that. The local people called them the bazaars of Annas. In other words, he had turned the temple into a shopping mall, and he was the one collecting all the profit. That's why they hated Jesus.
Yeah.
Because Jesus just kind of upset their business model. Now, Caiaphas had a son-in-law, or rather, Annas had a son-in-law by the name of Caiaphas, who was the acting high priest. Their homes were next to each other, separated by a courtyard. So it was in the courtyard that Peter warmed his hands by the fire. It would be a cool... Jerusalem's cold.
Mm.
Okay, this time of year, Passover, April, at night, it's down in the 40s mm-hmm. and 50s. It's nippy. I've been there many times at this time of year. And Josh, you've stood with me.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember this. You've stood with me at this spot.
I remember it. Yeah, I remember it well.
And boy, what a sober spot that is to stand where Peter denied. And so what do you see in the repetition of the denial?
Yeah, I see. You know, he starts by, I mean, it just gets increasingly more vehement as you know, Peter denies. He said, you know, in verse number 56, this certain maid comes and he says in verse 57, I don't know him. I know I'm not. And then in verse 58, he says, man, I am not. And then just as I read this, I read into it, and maybe that's it's just that.
Well, you
maybe
don't,
it's just me
because
reading
the parallel
into
passages
it.
Do bring that out.
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He cursed and swore.
Yes,
and
exactly.
With an oath. And,
right, and then at the end, the last time he does, you know, there in verse number, what verse is it? Verse 59, he says, or verse 60, man, I know not what thou sayest. And so with anger, you know, Peter is just getting more and more riled up as people keep saying, hey, you're with him. You're one of his.
And this is not a matter of one person convincing another person.
Right.
These are three independent resources saying, I saw him. I can hear his accent. I know I'm affirming this. You know, the maid earnestly looked at him, just studying his features. And at what point is Peter so pride mm-hmm. blinds,
yeah.
doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Peter had been told, you're right. going to deny me before dawn.
Yeah.
So the only thing I've got to keep in my mind now is just don't deny him before dawn.
Yeah, yeah.
But pride has a way of sidetracking
us. Sure, yeah, always. And that's exactly what's happened here. I mean, like you said, he knew. And what did he say to Jesus when Jesus told him that? Oh, that's never going to happen, Jesus. That's not going to happen. And now here he is just a short time later doing exactly what Jesus told him he would do.
Interesting, when Jesus reclaimed Peter later in John 21, so a couple of weeks later, at least a full week later, more than that, 2 weeks later, when Peter had gone fishing, mm-hmm. remember Jesus asked Peter to affirm his love three times.
Yeah, yeah.
So you wonder if there's a little irony there. And well, you know, the Bible doesn't say, but it certainly seems ironic that you see the triad. And then in Acts 10, when Peter is at the house of Simon the Tanner, and God gives him that vision of the animals, he gives it three times.
Because
Peter three times says, nope, nope, no.
Right.
You think Peter would kind of get out of that no, no, no mindset.
Yeah, but that's all of us. I mean, Peter is all of us. You know, we are hard-headed. We're stubborn. We want to see things the way that we want to see them. And that's what Peter, that's who he was.
Yeah. And we can criticize Peter, and the Bible shows us all of his warts and his faults and his foibles here, but he was there.
Yeah.
Others were not. Yes, he denied, but he also went out and wept bitterly. As Jesus was being led from the house of Annas, probably where he was just being held until they could get the kangaroo court together and get the rulers out of bed, the religious leaders to, you know, create their false indictment so that they could then go to Pilate to render their indictment to him to get the Roman stamp of approval on the execution. At the moment that Jesus was being led across that courtyard, think about the timing. Three things came together. You had Peter's denial, the rooster, and Jesus' appearance.
Yeah.
All three of them coincided at the exact same moment.
Yeah.
So Peter said, the rooster crowed, he looks up and Jesus is looking right in his eyes. That had to be heartbreaking.
Right. What a moment. I mean, I can only, you know, as I even read this just before we jumped in here to record, I thought the same exact thing. You know, I mean, just imagining what Peter felt in that very moment where he says, man, I am not. The cock crows. He looks up and Jesus is looking right at him. What a disappointment for him, realizing exactly what he had just done.
And I wonder, my friends, if you've been in that position in your life. And I think if you're painfully honest, you'll say yes. Yeah, there have been times when you've been given the opportunity to identify with the Lord. You've been asked the question and you've shrunk from it. We all have. And let's learn a lesson here from Peter that trying to be half in and half out, trying to please the devil's crowd and yet retain solidarity with the Lord is never going to work. You can straddle that fence only so long before you're going to split your britches. And so I would just say to you, my friends, let's firmly place ourselves on Jesus' side. If you're in a workplace or a school system where you feel as if you're the only one, my best advice to you is humbly but definitively fly your flag early. Let people know who you are and don't be ashamed to name the name of Jesus Christ. Appreciate you listening today. Looking forward to continuing to unfold this story next episode. Hope you have a great day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends.
Thanks for taking time to listen. If Everyday Truth matters to you, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast or share it with a friend. Until next time, God bless.